Yeah, okay, questions.
Have you found any alternative to the Vitamix?
I didn't find alternative to Vitamix yet. I understand it's expensive. I don't sell Vitamix anymore. I just decided to concentrate on writing and on research. It's, I know, Vitamix, as well as I could sell real estate. But it costs $375, but it's worth it. And you know what I will tell you, my dear friends, we are blessed here to have Vitamix, because I'm now translating my book Green for Life into Russian, and I'm just crying with big tears, because they don't have anything even close like that. They don't even have Osterizer. They have such a primitive blenders there, I don't know what they're gonna do. But still, I already sent six first chapters to several people, and they already, some of them have that kind of a blender, you know? And they already doing it, and they already benefiting. And I'm so grateful that, well, it's going to be like, you know, not really chewed with 700 teeth, but with like 30 teeth. But if you have chance to buy Vitamix, I showed today to Christy and Terry my 13-year-old Vitamix. It looks like it's 30 years old. But it's working just perfect. You just were drinking smoothie, which was really smooth. And some people ask me, well, isn't it oxidizing? Isn't it bad? It's not, because if it oxidizes, it changes the color. I don't know why, maybe because it has fiber in it, but it doesn't change the color. We have our smoothie, Igor and I, we made day before yesterday from dandelions and a little bit of mangoes. We had it since day before yesterday in the car, and I'm glad it's really cold, and it's still fresh. And usually we have a chest with ice, but we didn't have it this time. It's a freezing temperature. And this you drank, I told you, it was banana, it was pineapple, spinach, and mostly kale. This is one of the benefits, that smoothie could stay up to 3 days. Okay, yes.
Oh, I have a cheaper mixer.
You have a cheaper mixer.
Well, blender. When I blend stuff, the lettuce never fully blends or any of the greens.
The greens will... You'll still get benefits, but it won't be assimilated, because the Vitamix breaks it to the level of molecules. And I think that's the key. You know what some people say? Well, why don't we just eat it like this? Isn't it the most what we're supposed to do naturally? For those people, I have a question. Do you know how long does it take for chimpanzees to chew their greens? 8 hours every day. I only met one person in my... experience who said that he would spend 8 hours chewing greens. But so, you know what? We only have choice whether we want to become cavemen or we want to live in present time. I love my present time. I absolutely adore every single day, what happens, everything. I embrace everything with all their tribulations and all their whatever. I like our life. And I think we humans created so much mess with our brain, but we also created some good things. Like I say, God bless internet, because there is no censor. We could all write to each other without being censored. And also just research, communication, instant, beautiful. And the Vitamix blender is the second one. And it's like 700 teeth is grinding it for you like this. It's so quick. It's so quick. I made green smoothie for all of you. Igor made it in 40 minutes. And it will take you 2-3 minutes, including cleansing every day. And it's so cheap. You cancel your medical insurance for 1 month, buy a Vitamix blender, or sell something, you know, sell a microwave. If anybody still wants it, you'll figure out how to, you know, just do a garage sale and just, you know, or pray for the used one. Keep asking, do you happen to have, somebody got it for their wedding, they don't know what it is, and it's sitting, collecting dust in their garage. They might want to sell it.
It's cheaper at Costco, too.
Costco, the same, 360 plus tax will be 375. Well, we don't have taxes here. Yes?
Can you eat lawn grass?
Can you eat lawn grass? Grass actually is not greens. Grass is different. And grass has more cellulose.
Can you grind it up in the blender?
You can grind it, but also it has alkaloids. You have to rotate. But I tried grasses. I find them harder for my body to handle. Yeah, I think tender greens are better. Also, I think that chimpanzees, and I think their former humans, had a lot stronger hydrochloric acid, and they were able even to eat linden leaves and birch leaves or acacia leaves. But we humans today, we cannot, because we don't have enough hydrochloric acid, and so we could even throw up from that. But I think it maybe if we continue to drink green smoothies and our children will get stronger and our grandchildren even stronger, then they will develop normal hydrochloric acid.
What about just the new growth, the tender growth?
Of what? Of grass? If you want, sure, you want. Like, have you ever picked, strawberries? The very ripe is the one that wouldn't stay. That you have to eat instantly. It will stain your fingers. That's very ripe. That's the best. That's ultimate.